This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link. We've got news stories, blog posts, all the longevity products up on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And you can click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up and start a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all up at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. You shouldn't have to pay for ingredients that don't work. Only 100% active and functional ingredients. Every molecule counts. Every molecule is there for the benefit of your skin, for the health of your skin, and for the beauty of your skin. All our Truth Treatment products are up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. William Arntz is the author of How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. He's a filmmaker and the founder of Captured Light. William Arntz says, the act of suffering provides a unique opportunity to truly transform. And I couldn't agree with him more. There's a difference between pain and suffering. Pain is something that we feel in the body in response to something that gets injured. Suffering is long-term. Suffering is more about mental health than it is about physical health. And suffering is something that we can control with our mind. And suffering can also represent an opportunity for us to heal ourselves and to transform ourselves. And that's what we're going to be talking about with William Arntz in the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So we have been talking about the thyroid and the adrenal glands, the third point on the triangle of disease. If you're dealing with hypothyroidism, there is nada, nothing, zippo that your doctor can do for you. The best you're going to get is some thyroid hormone, which will jack up your metabolism a little bit sometimes, but it isn't going to do anything for your thyroid. The most common of the thyroid medications, of course, as most people know, is Synthroid. And for many years, Synthroid has been one of the top 10 leading best-selling pharmaceuticals.
And what does that tell you? That tells you that a lot of people have suboptimal functioning of the thyroid, i.e. hypothyroidism. A lot of people. And you don't have to have a diagnosis, an official diagnosis from the doctor. And just because you're tested and your WNR, as they say, within normal range, or your thyroid is within normal range, your TSH or your thyroid hormone, doesn't mean anything. If you have symptoms of hypothyroidism, and all chronic diseases need to be regarded as a symptom of hypothyroidism, it doesn't matter what the test says. You don't even need to waste your time with a test. And there's nothing they can do anyway from the position of the pharmacomedical model. The thyroid produces two types of hormones, two types of thyroid hormones. Technically, thyroid hormone is called thyroxin. Called thyroid hormone. There's two kinds. There's inactive and there's active. The first one is known as T4, and the second one is known as T3. T4, you can, it has a little bit of activity, but it's relatively inactive. For T4 to really do its business, it has to get converted into T3. T4 into T3. And by the way, that conversion occurs largely in the intestine, which is why, if you have a digestive problem, or one of the reasons anyway, why you have a digestive problem, you're going to have a thyroid problem. If you have a digestive problem, it's likely you're going to be subclinically, you're going to have suboptimal functioning of the thyroid. And you may not be blatant, it may not be something obvious, it may be something as simple as dry skin or weight gain or some kind of chronic inflammation. And by the way, elevated cholesterol is a classic sign of hypothyroidism. So if you're not converting T4 into T3, which occurs largely in the intestine as a result of bacterial flora, you're going to be symptomatic. And it doesn't matter what the doctor says, and it doesn't matter what your diagnosis says, if you have a diagnosis or not, it doesn't matter what your test says. If you're suffering from a chronic disease, you're hypothyroid. If you have a digestive health issue that's long-term, chances are pretty good you're hypothyroid. If you've got symptoms like weight gain and dry skin and problems with your fingernails and fatigue, hair problems, hair loss, there's a good chance you're hypothyroid. And even worse, because the thyroid regulates the intestine, the less conversion that occurs in the intestine, the more messed up your thyroid will be, and the more messed up your intestine will be, and the more messed up your thyroid will be, and you'll get this vicious downward spiral. This is where the triangle of disease becomes a circle. Your digestive system breaks down, leads to blood sugar problems, leads to hypothyroidism problems, which leads to more digestive problems, which leads to more blood sugar problems, which leads to more adrenal thyroid issues. This is where the triangle of disease becomes the circle of disease, and it usually is a downward spiral. We just go downhill. And the only way to break it is to work on the digestive system. There's nothing the doctor can do. And the idea of going to the doctor and having a pharmacomedical remedy, i.e. a drug, is just a sign of the mass hypnosis that Americans and human beings in general are under, the mass hypnotic trance that we are under. We are under a mass hypnotic trance. If we or you who are listening think you need to go to the doctor when you're sick, you're under a hypnotic trance. Because all you got to do is look at the statistics. All you got to do is ask somebody who's been going to the doctor for years for a chronic long-term illness and see how well the medical model has helped them. Again, it's not about doctors. It's about the paradigm and the medical model. I was just reading about how hospitals are overwhelmed with viral infection, with patients who have viral infections. Why do we feel like we need to go to the doctor when we have a shallowness of breath or shortness of breath or we have a fever? Why do we feel like we have to go to the emergency room? Why do we feel like we have to go to the hospital? The reason why this whole crisis that we're dealing with, this cultural crisis, this societal crisis, this historic healthcare crisis that we're dealing with, the reason we have this is because everybody thinks they've got to be medically intervened. If you're sniffling, or if you have shortness of breath, or if you have a fever, or if you have a rash on your toes, or a rash on your face, or you have some kind of symptom, why do we feel like we have to interact with the medical model? The medical model is here to help us when we have a life-threatening event. Life has life-threatening events in it. Yes, it's true. You get hit by cars, things drop on your head, get heart attacks. That's the reason why we have a medical model. Not when we have shortness of breath. Not when we have a fever. Why do we, and present company excluded, why do our neighbors feel like they have to go to the hospital and the emergency room when they have a fever or shallowness of breath? If we didn't feel like we had to interact with the medical model with every health challenge we have, we wouldn't be dealing with the health crisis that we're dealing with today. All right, continue. We come back from our break. Take your calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Howdy folks, pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. William Arntz is coming up at the bottom of the hour, the author of How to Suffering, 10 Easy Steps. William Arntz is a filmmaker and the founder of Captured Light, a creative works company, and we're going to talk about the steps of suffering and what we can do, how suffering is related to the health crisis that we are all dealing with and what we can do about it. William Arntz. At the bottom of the hour, your calls momentarily, 844-236-6010. If you're on hold, before we went to break, we're talking about how we all feel compelled to interact with the medical model when we have a health challenge, when we have high blood pressure, when we don't feel that great. And, of course, when we get a fever or a rash or shallow breathing or shortness of breath or some kind of health challenge that's related to an infection, a viral infection, why do we feel like we need to interact with the medical model at every turn? The health crisis we're dealing with today is not really a health crisis as much as it's an emergency room and a hospital crisis, because people feel like they got to check in every time they have a little health challenge, a little health issue. The human body is designed to withstand viral attacks. The human body is designed to withstand toxicity. The human body is designed to withstand a lot of the stressors that we assume are things that we have to be medicalized for. What's more, lifestyle issues are behind many of the things that we think we need to be medicalized for, and the thyroid and hypothyroidism is a classic example. There's nothing, zero, zippo, nada, nothing the medical model can do for us if we have an issue with our thyroid, with the exception of cancer. Yeah, cancer, you may need to have your thyroid removed, God forbid, because you don't want to have your thyroid removed. As anybody who has had Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism, a fast-moving thyroid, which is a really miserable condition, anybody who's had their thyroid removed in response to Graves' disease will tell you that for the rest of their life, they're compromised. If you have Graves' disease, you don't want to take your thyroid out. And if you have hypothyroidism, you don't want to be medicalized. If you have a thyroid problem, such as Graves' disease, or for that matter, Hashimoto's thyroid, first thing you want to do is work on your digestive system, and that's always, always, always going to be the case. Work on digestive health. Why is that so difficult for us as a culture to understand? Even something as simple as fasting can go a long way towards helping improve thyroid functioning. Intermittent fasting has become all the rage lately. I still get questions about people wanting to know how to intermittent fast. It's really simple. You just stop eating every other day, basically. That's called alternate day fasting. But you can do an intermittent fast once a week. You can do an intermittent fast 2 or 3 times a month. Just do whatever you feel is beneficial for you, and if it's too hard to fast 4 times a month, fast twice a month. And by fasting, I mean 24 hours without eating. A fast is not between meals. Some people will say, well, I don't eat until 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. I fast until 1 or 2 o'clock. Well, that's great. That's helpful. And you're going to be ketogenic during that time, especially if you stop eating at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon the previous day. You'll probably get a few ketones and get some good energy. But real good fasting is a full 24-hour fast, a full 24 hours without food. And yes, you can drink water when you're fasting. Yes, you can probably take your supplements, but it won't hurt you to miss a day, 1 day of supplements. But you can take your supplements if you're fasting. The key with fasting is you want to reduce the load on the body. You want to allow the body to maintain or conserve its resources for healing and for regeneration and for immunity and for anti-inflammation. When we eat, we deprive our body of nutrients that could be used to help heal and grow and maintain the body's health and longevity. Those nutrients are then rerouted into the intestine. They're rerouted to the digestive system. After we eat, a major, major rerouting of the blood supply goes into the digestive system. That's why a lot of people are tired after they eat. There are places where the whole country shuts down after meals because the blood is rerouted into the digestive system. All that blood represents nutrition. All that blood represents nutrients that are being delivered to the intestine, being delivered to the liver, being delivered to the stomach, being delivered to the pancreas, being delivered to the gallbladder, being delivered to the organs that are responsible for digesting our food. Now, under healthy circumstances, those nutrients are replaced by foods, but we know good and well that doesn't occur in our 21st century American dietary lifestyle. This is a major, major place where nutritional deficiencies show up, or how they're caused, is by overeating, by excessive caloric intake. And that's why fasting and intermittent fasting can be so helpful. It allows us to conserve our nutritional resources. And yes, it may be a little bit difficult, but it's worth it, especially if you're dealing with a chronic long-term degenerative disease. If you want to go to the doctor, you want to go to the hospital, fine, but you don't have to. The vast majority of our interactions with the medical model are unnecessary and gratuitous, and they only occur because we're in a hypnotic trance that's being induced in us by people who benefit. That is the medical model themselves. Don't interact with the medical model unless it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, yes, it's true. Heroic medicine is very valuable. It's chronic, long-term, ambulatory medicine, the medicine of walking into the doctor's office that is so unnecessary for the most part. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. William Martin's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Marsha in Oregon and say good morning. What is up, Marsha? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
My children have some lead in their blood. My daughter is 6 and it's about 5.2, so that's not desirable.
Where do you live? Where in Oregon are you?
Albany, Oregon. It's actually a historic district that we live in.
Do they have historic pipes where your water is coming out of?
Yeah, historic pipes, historic paint.
All right.
It's inside, it's outside, it's everywhere.
Are they on a supplement program? The first thing to do for lead or any heavy metal poisoning is get on a good nutritional supplement program that features minerals. That is plant-derived minerals or some kind of absorbable mineral. So the body will take in good minerals rather than bad. When the good ones aren't there, it will take in the bad ones. So making sure that you're getting enough zinc, for example, enough copper, or your children are getting enough zinc and enough copper, enough magnesium, enough calcium, all that can help relieve some of the burden, some of the lead burden. That's number one. Number two, nutrients like vitamin C and selenium and sulfur and also glutathione, all have what are called chelating properties that can magnetically attract metals out of the blood, heavy metals out of the blood. And that's something else that you might want to consider, especially vitamin C for kids.
Okay.
Have you done any of this?
I have done some of it, yes, but I'm really curious about the longevity minerals that does lead in it.
You should definitely get them on there, but they need more. That's just the basics. But for helping cleaning heavy metals out of the body, you need a little more than that. But definitely they should get on the plant-derived minerals. Absolutely.
It's just scary seeing that lead is listed in that. But I know that it's supposedly a different form.
I see what you're saying. No, it's a different kind of lead. That's plant-derived lead is not the same.
Okay.
All the minerals are on the planet. They're all there. Plant-derived minerals are not the same as heavy metals.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can get one more call in from my friend Elaine. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I hope I helped you. Elaine, we just got a few seconds here. What's going on? Thanks. And thanks for that video, Elaine. That was awesome. Well done.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, maybe if you can talk about MS and infusion therapy specifically.
That's great.
NAD and glutathione.
Yeah, NAD is an interesting subject. I know you wrote me about that. NAD is a form of niacin that the body uses, the cells use actually, to convert food into energy. And that's a little bit kind of broad. It's a little more specific than that. But NAD and NADH are now being marketed as supplements. Get on niacin. It's a much more cost-effective way to build your NAD. We'll talk about that on Monday. Elaine, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. William Martin's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New data shows what's being called uncontrollable growth of new COVID-19 infections in nearly a quarter of U.S. counties. That from the analytics firm Esri. Its data indicates record levels of new infections in California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, as well as Mississippi, where the state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, blames it in part on a lack of people wearing masks in public.
This reckless social behavior is going to harm the whole state. It's going to harm the businesses in the state. It's going to harm our economy, and it's going to cause unnecessary deaths.
A better-than-expected economic report out this morning as American consumers increased their spending by a record 8.2% in May, partly erasing record plunges in consumer spending in the previous 2 months. It was a 6.6% drop in spending in March and a drop of 12.6% in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As we've reported, several U.S. states are seeing big spikes in coronavirus since reopening recently. Arizona is one of them there. The governor, Doug Ducey, is pleading with people to stay home as the new coronavirus cases are spreading across that state. During a news conference late yesterday, Ducey said the recent spikes in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from the virus are unacceptable. He's urging people to do everything possible to reverse the trends and right away.
When we reopened the economy, I said that this is a green light to proceed, not a green light to speed. And we need to slow down.
Dixie Chicks changing their name to just the Chicks. The female country group making the announcement yesterday, saying it's an effort to distance themselves from the name that was linked with the slavery era South. A quote on the Texas band's website saying they want to meet this moment. Phase one of the NHL draft lottery is today. Despite the league being on hiatus when it comes to actually playing, the NHL has put together a two-phase plan for the lottery. The 7 teams that missed the playoffs will be joined by 8 placeholder teams that will make up the first phase. The Detroit Red Wings have the best odds of landing the number 1 overall pick. You can find us online anytime. We're at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, and videos, and lots of good health information on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy on a prescription for healing the skin. Healing is beauty. When you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's what Truth Treatments are all about. 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. William Arntz is the author of How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. He's a filmmaker and the founder of Captured Light, and we're going to talk about suffering, and suffering as it is distinct from pain, I imagine we'll talk about with William Arntz. Please welcome to the bright side, William Arntz. Hey, William.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Should I call you William or Bill, or what do you go by?
Well, not Bill, but you
not
have
Bill.
Will or William, whichever rolls off your tongue easier.
I'll Call You William. I love the title of your book, How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. I don't believe people need lessons in how to suffer, but I get the tongue-in-cheek nature of your title, because if we understand the mechanisms of suffering, maybe we can get out of suffering. So tell us a little bit about the steps that are associated with suffering.
Well, the 10 easy steps, you got that exactly right. It sort of started off as a bit of a satire of self-help books that, you know, promise you the world and say it'll 5 easy ways to become a billionaire. And you talk to a billionaire, you say, was it easy? They just laugh. So it's never easy. But in this case, the suffering is easy because no one really wants to do it. Yeah, we all do. So it must be pretty easy to do. So
what's up with that? Nobody wants to suffer, but we all do. What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that? I've asked myself that many, many times, especially writing the book. I'm like, yeah, what is it? And, you know, there's just things that we do. There's habits that everyone gets into that causes suffering. There's, you know, all the typical stuff people talk about. There's attachments that, you know, you're really, really attached to your car, and then someone rams into it, and then you have a horrible day because you're attached to your car. So there's that kind of stuff. So there are, you know, certain things you can do to deal with it, and, you know, and also knowing that there are times, you know, something happens to a loved one. I mean, yeah, you're going to suffer. I mean, it's almost like you're not human if you don't.
Do you think there's something about suffering giving us permission to not do anything about the cause? Like suffering, it's okay that we're not fixing it because we're suffering. We're like alleviating our guilt in a perverted way.
Well, one of the easy steps to suffering is do nothing.
Yeah.
So do nothing. So, you know, often you'll be, you know, suffering over something, and so you just sit there. You don't do anything. Where there's things you can, sometimes there's physical things you can do to alleviate it. Sometimes there's more emotional, mental things you can do. Or often if you just start dealing with the suffering directly, if you just start looking at it, because the tendency is we ignore it. We want to push it out of our lives. You know, you're suffering about something, so, oh, man, I'm going to go down to the bar. You know, oh, I'm going to do this. To basically push it out of our awareness because we don't like it, but that's part of the problem with it. And when you don't deal with it, it don't go away.
Do you think action is a kind of opposite to suffering, or maybe an antidote?
It can be. The thing is, the first half of the book, there's the 10 easy steps to suffering. The second half of the book are the 6 slippery steps to end suffering.
Well, that sounds really good. Give us a couple of those.
The reason they're slippery is that you have to use wisdom to know when it's right. I mean, like action would be one. Because sometimes there's an action you can take to get yourself out of suffering, but sometimes that's, you're just running away from the problem. Sometimes what you need to do is just sit and be totally honest with yourself. And, you know, it may be getting to the point, say, you know, I really screwed up. I really hurt this person. You know, I'm not going to go run around. I'm not going to do this, do that. No, I need to just sit here and feel in the depth of my soul what I did. And maybe it's experience remorse. Maybe that's the first step. So, like another easy slippery step is surrender. You know, sometimes the tree falls on your car and it's smashed. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you fight it, you're just going to be miserable. In that case, it's like, take an action. Call the insurance company. So sometimes surrender is what you got to do. But other times, like let's say with these protests going on right now, people... You know, they're not going to surrender. They're saying, you know, there's been problems in our society that have been going on for centuries, and we're not going to surrender to it. We're going to say, hey, no, this isn't okay. We need to fix something, and then action happens. So all these steps, you know, it can go one way or another, and you have to use your wisdom in order to figure out which way to go. And the trouble is, wisdom it's not like a menu item that you can just pull up on your computer and say, oh, this is what I should do.
Wisdom sometimes takes suffering. It takes suffering to have wisdom.
Well, sometimes.
Do you think, with all the stuff that's going on today, do you think that it's possible to not resist suffering, but and to experience suffering and feel the suffering, but still take action to affect change? In other words, are they mutually exclusive, feeling suffering and wanting to make change, or can you have them both together?
Oh, you can definitely together. And in fact, I mean, just speaking personally now in my life, the times I've made the biggest changes in my attitudes or how I am with people or the world was due to suffering. I mean, you know, in the end, I think everyone needs to come to terms with where they are on that. Like, is suffering just an arbitrary thing that happens to you and the universe just happens to do that and, oh, well, there's nothing you can do? Or is there some purpose? Is there something to be gained by the suffering? And, you know, generally I found the people who have the latter view that, yes, there's something to be learned here. I can grow, I can evolve, I can be better to myself and my family and my society. Those people actually seem to be able to move through it better and come out the other side shining.
There's in physiology and in medicine, there's a phenomenon called referred pain. And that's where you feel pain in one part of your body, but it's really being caused in another part of your body. I wonder if that same phenomena happens in suffering. Is there referred suffering where we think we're suffering about one particular thing, but in reality we're suffering about something totally different?
Oh, yeah. And part of it is, the thing I talk about in the book is, I call suffering the gorilla in the room. Oh, music in the background.
Yeah, music in the background. Hang on. We'll get to that when we come back from our break. We're talking to William Arntz, author of How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more right after this. Don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to William Arendt, author of How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. Will, before we went to our break, we're talking about this concept of referred suffering, where we think we're suffering about something that's obvious in our experience, but really we're suffering about something that's less obvious. And then you start to talk about something you call the gorilla. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I said that suffering is the gorilla in the room because generally people don't deal with it directly. I mean, that's something you see very common. People don't deal with it. But I used the break in order to come up with an example of your referred suffering. I thought that was a great concept, by the way.
Thank you.
And it's absolutely right. Let's say, you know, you're home and you're really suffering over the fact that you were in a meeting and the boss made you look like a fool, you know, and so it really bothers you and you feel, Jesus, you know, you just feel real horrible. Well, and then normally the boss says stuff like that to everyone and it just rolls off everyone's back, but boy, it really got you that time.
Hmm.
You don't know why. Well, it turns out that 3 days before, your son was over with some of his friends and they were doing something. And he said something, and you made him look like a fool in front of everyone else. You just made him just look like a, and you know, and he was really bummed that all his friends laughed at him. And afterwards, you kind of felt a little bad. You're like, you know, I shouldn't do that to my son. You know, he's a good kid. And you're suffering over that because you know you stepped out of line there. You did something wrong and you hurt someone you cared about. And you're really suffering. But you he'll get over it. You forget about it. 2 days later, the boss does the same thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what triggers it. And you go nuts because you're so upset by the boss and you want to quit the job and everything else. It's referred because it's something you did earlier. Something similar, it's like it just triggers it, and then you say it all about the boss, and that way you get to project it onto the boss, what you're really upset with yourself about. So that was the example.
Do you think in the science of willpower, there's this concept that says you only have a certain amount of willpower, and if you're expending it on one thing, you're not going to have enough for another thing? Willpower is a conserved. You have a certain amount of willpower, and you can spend it as you see fit, and then you'll run out of it. You won't have enough willpower. Do you think that the same phenomenon happens with suffering? that we have like a certain amount of suffering we can handle, and then something that ordinarily might not trigger us otherwise, but if we have spent all our suffering cash, if you will, we'll tend to suffer more.
Boy, you're full of these interesting concepts. I got to tell you, these are great. I've never heard that one either. Well, let's think about that. I mean, that there, you know, when you're having a good day, you're feeling really good and everything's going on. You know, something, little things can't really bother you. But, you know, you wake up one day on the wrong side of bed, you just feel horrible, and little things just really get to you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I mean, you could sort of say it's like you say, that you can, you know, you have this bank where you know, you're feeling goodness.
Right.
And then, you know, something comes along, and, you know, because there are days when little things will just trigger you. You just go like, oh, man, that really bothers me. Or you do something stupid and it really bothers you. And other days you just, you know, you would just slough it off.
So you have like a certain amount of suffering you can handle or spend your suffering cash on, and then you run out of cash, and all of a sudden the suffering has a much bigger impact on you than it would otherwise.
Yeah, and then all the stuff you haven't dealt with, they all come to a point. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the unconscious and how, you know, everyone, we bury stuff in the shadow. We bury stuff
right.
We don't want to deal with. And you can bury it and bury it and bury it, but generally that stuff is eventually going to come out and it's going to wreak havoc in your life in weird ways. So.
Right, so when I was, the areas where I suffer, and not as much anymore, thankfully, but used to be when I was driving, I would find myself suffering a lot. People would cut me off or they wouldn't be driving as fast as they should. And then I did this little thing where I pretended I won the lottery. And I noticed that when I pretended I won the lottery, I didn't suffer as much. And I noticed, and what it showed me is that I have control over how much I suffer. And it seems to me like that's what you're talking about here, is that we have a lot of places where we can work to alleviate suffering that seems like it's happening outside of us. Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing you say, that we have a lot more control over suffering than we think?
That's exactly it, a lot more. And there's a whole thing about dealing with the strategies once it lands. I mean, you know, no one goes through the life. I mean, that was Buddha's thing, life is suffering. You're going to go through your life, you're going to suffer. That's just what happened. But how are you going to deal with it? And most people don't really think about, you know, they think how they're going to deal with getting dinner ready. They think about how they're going to deal with retirement, you know, all the stuff. But, you know, who really thinks about, okay, how am I going to deal with it when it lands? Am I going to just be angry?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to go comatose? You know, or is there a way in which I can do that, react to it? And also, a lot of suffering is habitual. It's just a bad habit.
Mm.
We get into, think about like when you're 4 years old and someone takes away your favorite toy because it's time to go do something else. You know, give me my toy. You get really upset, right? You suffer over it. Well, right now, the entire world is pretty much going through that with the COVID and the quarantine. I mean, all the normal stuff we do in our lives to give our life meaning or have fun or whatever we do, were taken away. I mean, you know, you can't even go out with your friends to a restaurant like you used to. I mean, so much has been taken away, and so the habitual response when it's taken away is, you know, you suffer over it. So there's a certain amount of it that when something happens, like you were saying about driving, you said that really, you know, bothered you with people cutting you off and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and that's, you know, you got into a habitual response on that. It became a habit not to do that, and then you figured a way to start breaking the habit, to basically rewire the brain.
Mm.
So when someone cuts you off, it's like, oh, well, he didn't win the lottery. Oh, well.
So here's an interesting question and kind of a non-PC sort of question about suffering. Do you think there's some kind of weird pleasure that's associated with suffering?
Oh, yeah. You see this with people who is sort of the victimization type thing. You know, some people really, they're always finding something to suffer over because they get, you know, they think they get a payoff from it. Oh, you know, they get sympathy. They get people calling up and asking how they're doing. They're, you know, they have a story to tell where people go, oh, gee, that's too bad. So, yeah, some people definitely, I mean, any emotion you can get addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people just get really addicted to the suffering, and they get stuff out of it. So,
well, you never tell somebody who's suffering that they're actually enjoying their suffering. I've noticed that doesn't go over very well. We only have about a minute here, or about a minute and a half. Tell us a few ways from your book that people can deal with suffering, shortcuts, hacks, if you will, that people can use to deal with their suffering.
Well, the first one is to just acknowledge it. That's how this whole book started. My wife was laying on the couch. Her back was out. I said, honey, what are you doing? Do you want to go have some Chardonnay? She goes, no, I just want to lay here and suffer. And I started to laugh. That's what the idea for the book happened. I said, someone should write a book on that, how to suffer in 10 easy steps. So the fact that she just sat with it. She just laid on that couch. I'm just going to lay here and suffer. And she just experienced it like she drank the full cup. And 15 minutes later, we were off in the kitchen having a Chardonnay after all. So that's the quick hack, is when you're suffering about something, just sit down with yourself and just go into it. Go into the feeling. Go into it. And that's really the quickest way that I found to move through it.
Don't resist it. In other words, like what you resist persists. Just kind of the way out of it is through it. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so the book, How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps, is it just it's a regular book people get off Amazon and bookstores?
Oh, yeah. Well, bookstores, most of them are closed, but when they open, they can get them.
Okay, yeah. So how to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. Do you have a website or anything where people could read up on this?
Yeah, the URL is howtosuffer.me.
Howtosuffer.me, did you say?
Me, M-E.
That is very clever, William Arntz. Thank you so much. Book How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. William, thank you so much. Best of luck with the book. Appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on the Bright Side.
Okay, bye.
All right, take care, man. How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. I imagine most of us don't need lessons on how to suffer, but if you kind of dive into the science of suffering, it'll help you break through to the other side of non-suffering. And by the way, when Buddha said life is suffering, he also said the cause of suffering is attachment. And therein lies a clue to getting out of suffering. It's the attachment that causes the suffering. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our website's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.